Our next reader is John Shaw. Roll down the windows and crank it up.
One of my responsibilities in the plumbing department at Home Depot was the toilet seat display. The seats hung vertically in rows. Behind each was a stack of the inventory. To straighten the bottom row, I had to crawl on hands and knees as the toilet seat banged the back of my head, all while trying not to show my butt crack. This was from modesty, but also because, well, plumbing, a butt crack, is just so cliche. One day I finished the bottom stacks, and I backed out to see someone I knew. Sherry was the sales manager at my previous company. In fact, she reported to an assistant vice president who reported to me. My face burned, and I heard the voice of my boss from that job. We decided to make a leadership change. Today's your last day. I spun away from Sherry as a bitter choir joined in. My boss's boss, my peers, creditors and society, and my parents and coaches and teachers, and my own voice, and together we sang a discordant dirge. You got fired. You couldn't find a job for 4 years and it's come to this. You're bankrupt and you're foreclosed. You ran a whole division. Now you run around looking for toilet parts for people who actually pay their mortgages. Depression? You're just weak. You failed. Loser. I squabbled with the choir, but I work with good people, and hard work is honorable, and the new meds will kick in, and things will get better. Walk away, I thought, and I did, so Sherry wouldn't see me in my orange apron. My oldest son, Kendon, was the marketing manager for a coffee roaster in Seattle. Not that one. Last month, he sent a text to the family. I just got fired. I panicked. No. No. I called to warn him about the angry choir. Don't listen to them. Listen for your true song. Roll down your windows, crank up the volume, and you'll hear us all singing. We love you. Kendon spoke with his usual grit. Thanks, Dad. I've got this. Then he told me about 3 job leads he'd already hunted down. When I lost my job, I numbed the pain and I tried to drown out the voices. My son, he posted it on Facebook and Instagram. I spoke with Kendon again later that evening as he and Melissa were telling their children what had happened. When 5-year-old Avery began to sob, 8-year-old Hudson wrapped his arms around her. He said, "It's going to be okay, Avery. It's not like Dad got fired from the family." I could sing that song. It's got a good beat and you can dance to it.